Hi, I'm Michelle Bingert, Managing Editor of Quality Magazine. I'm here with Bruno Menard, Software Director with Teledyne DALSA. We're here to talk about artificial intelligence and quality. He recently wrote an article for us called How AI Software Enables More Accurate Quality Inspection. So to start off, could you just tell us a little bit about what manufacturers should know about AI?
Thanks, Michelle, for this introduction. So in manufacturing, people are trying to solve challenging applications that were very difficult to use to solve in the past with traditional image processing, like what we call computer vision or image processing. So today, people are relying on AI, which allowed them to solve the problems that were not possible in the past. So for example, when they see a lot of changes and a lot of variation in the objects, in the background, in the texture of the object they're looking at, they could see a much more powerful tools today based on AI than they used to see in the past.
And so in terms of quality, how you wrote about this, but how does AI affect quality?
I would say that the more reliable the algorithms are, the more you get results which are closer to 100%. So basically, you want to be extremely reliable in trying to find those defects so that you can improve the yield and you can reduce the scrapping material, for example.
Could you give an example of an AI application for quality inspection?
Yeah, it ranges from, for example, chip lead inspection to particle inspection on the lid of a sensor, for example. It could be scratches on glass. It could be dust on the cover of a sensor, for instance. We do that a lot internally in Teledyne because we're a sensor manufacturer. So for example, when you want to detect the particles on a surface, the surface might not be something which is uniform. So there might be some texture in the good object, for example. And then we can use AI to train a model on what we consider as those particles. So we try to train the neural network to learn those particles so we can identify them and we can tell if a sensor, for example, is bad or good. And if it's considered bad, we can even say, okay, where these defects are and even qualify those defects.
So with customers, are there any misconceptions with AI or things people don't really understand about it?
I think AI started a few years ago and it became pretty broad across the industry. People might still think that AI requires thousands and thousands of images to train on. But today we have created tools which are pre-trained with some level of generic images that fills the neural network with some level of pre-training so that people don't need that much. So today with the usage of, for example, 100 images and maybe less than that, maybe 50 images, you can train a neural network for your own application in reaching good quality, up to 99%, something like that. So people may still think that it's a lot of work, but with today's tool, it's pretty quick to come up with something which is working.
So in terms of AI, are there other trends that you've seen people interested in or asking about or growth areas with it?
Around it, I think AI is the core algorithm that makes it different from the traditional image processing. Today, people are trying to bring this AI in their industry and trying to pick the solutions that are targeted to their specific needs. So when we started AI, we saw some basic algorithm like classification, for example, object detection. But today we're targeting more on the total solution. Let's say I want to recharacter, I'm going to do OCR. So I can today find an OCR tool which is using AI underneath, but it does exactly what I want to do. Another trend also is to embed the AI algorithm on the edge, which means on the device which is close to the sensor. So that reduces the bandwidth on the network, that reduces the overall cost, that also reduces the latency. There's a lot of advantages on using AI on the embedded machine.
Looking ahead, is there anything you see coming up for AI in manufacturing in the future?
Yeah, I think people are looking for easier and easier solutions. So one of the things that we've started to look at is that we want to make machines able to learn by themselves without the help of like engineers in the lab. So right now, people are starting an engineering project using AI tools. They bring in the images to train on, and they create that system that they deploy in the, on the field. But after certain iterations, for example, the context will change, and they don't necessarily want to bring back this model in the lab and retraining it with new images. They want this this system to learn by itself, to adapt itself. So we call it continual learning. And it's characterized by the fact that when the system is deployed on the manufacturing floor, if it fails with a few images, you can take those images, show it to the system, and without having to redo the whole training from scratch, with just a few shots, you can have the algorithm adapt itself to the new context. So, for example, it could be that the camera angle has changed a bit, or the lighting has changed, or the background is a little bit different, but you're looking pretty much at the same thing, but there's a little shift in the context. So to a certain extent, we are able to create algorithms that adapt themselves to that change. And it's a big trend right now.
Something to watch out for. So yeah, I think those were the only questions I had for you, but is there anything else you want to add or things you think we should know?
Yes, I think like AI is gaining more and more traction in the industry. And I think it's worth for like people in the automation industry, for example, to try the new tools and to be convinced that it can solve many, many problems that were not solved before. And it can even like be able to solve problems that were solved before with traditional image processing, but with higher quality and better results.